Now to another question, this one about identity and security. A record number of Jews are leaving France and moving to Israel, partly because of an increase in violence. There have been a few high-profile attacks in France over the last 5 years, a shooting at a Jewish school in Toulouse, and then the attack on a kosher grocery store in Paris last year. Those shootings, combined with the attacks in November, have created a tense security environment. Robert Agenes is executive director of CREEF in Paris. It's an organization monitoring the security situation for the French Jewish community. He points to that shooting at the kosher grocery store as the point when Jews in France went on high alert.
That was a Friday. On the Sunday, the president of the Republic, François Hollande, invited all the leaders of the Jewish community and said he had decided to put security forces, military forces, in front of every Jewish building in France and to have 10,000 soldiers immediately protect the Jewish schools, synagogues, and Jewish community centers. That was a big difference. You can imagine, and we have had it since that day. And you can imagine what it means for a parent to bring his child to the Jewish school every morning with military forces and guns in front of the school to protect the kids. It produces an effect on the Jewish community.
Are those military officers still there?
Yes. So every morning when we go to synagogues, when we go to Jewish community centers, when we go to schools, we realize every time we get into a Jewish building that we have to be protected.
So how does that make you feel? I mean, does that make you feel more secure? Or is there some kind of other level of isolation that happens as a result?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the one hand, we feel more secure because we feel there are people protecting the Jewish community. In the other hand, we realize that the Jewish community has to be protected. And therefore, whoever has to be protected means he is in danger.
There's been a lot written and reported about the Muslim immigrant population that has often been relegated into the banlieue and has not been able to integrate more fully into mainstream French society. 7.5% of the French population is now Muslim. Do you think France has succeeded in creating or nurturing a religiously pluralistic society?
No. Because France has never wanted to be a pluralistic religious society. The story of the French Revolution shows that France has wanted to be a secular country, whereby in protecting the religion and individual freedom. And we were educated, and the system, when I said the integration system, the system was built so that everyone, whatever religion, whatever color, whatever origin, was integrated in the French population through the school system. And this is what has failed with the Muslim population.
The school system, you say, has failed. How so?
Yes. Yes. For the past 40 years. It has failed integrating the Muslim population because of some changes that have been made, because of some segregation that has been made geographically, where the Muslim population has been put in specific areas, where in some areas in France, there is not one Jewish child left in the French public schooling system. When I was a kid and I went to school, I had absolutely no difficulty being in school with Catholic, with Muslim, with Italians, Spaniards, or whatever origin, colors, or religion.
And that's not the case today.
And that's much more difficult today. I'm talking about a small portion of the Muslim population, essentially of recent immigration, that has not been able to integrate in the system. Most of the Muslim population, being in France for many years, has totally integrated.
Robert Agenes, he is the executive director of CREEF, an organization in Paris that monitors the security situation for the French Jewish community. Thank you so much for talking with us and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you.
In Morocco, there's a struggle for democratic reform and an activist.